Hunter back here on Sportsline on WBAL with a couple of very special in-studio guests from the world-famous and the original Harlem Globetrotters. We have with us a couple of current players in Bull Bullard.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Great. How about yourself?
Doing well. And also, we have Sweet J with us, who is one of three females currently on the Harlem Globetrotters, but the 12th ever. Sweet J, first time I've ever had a chance to speak to a female Harlem Globetrotter, so pretty cool. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right, well, let's start with the current tour you guys are on. I guess you're in a little bit of a break period where you have some big stuff coming up, but right now you're promoting, and then you get to go home for the holidays, right?
Correct.
Yep. Is that exciting? You guys go so hard, I know, year-round.
Yeah, we do. We usually are on a roll for about 8 months out of the year internationally, and we have our domestic tour, which starts up on December 26th. We will be here in the area, the 29th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. You guys, go ahead. 28th. I'm sorry. I was thinking about the 29th. I don't know why. But, yeah, we will be on here on the 28th. And, guys, come on out.
Come on out. Baltimore Arena on December 28th, 2 and 7 p.m. shows, games, whatever you want to call it. Let's start with you, Bull. Where'd you play in college?
I played at Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi, in the bottom of Texas.
And you were a pretty good college ball player.
I was okay. I was all right. I was in the NCAA College Slam Dunk Contest where I came in second. And then after that, the Harlem Globetrotters called me up for an interview / tryout. And, hey, ended up getting drafted. And now here I am 6 years later.
You can't just be a good basketball player to participate with the Globetrotters, right?
You can be a good basketball player, but you have to have great characteristics. You got to be a role model. You got to be personable. You got to be likable. You know, and I guess I'm all those things.
So that's pretty good to say. So you can't just be someone with a jump shot. Obviously, you have to have something also sexy, if you will, about your game and how you want to do it. And then also, you can't be a Globetrotter and not want to talk to kids, right?
You got to love kids. You got to love family. You got to love entertaining. Those are the three things. That's what the Harlem Globetrotters are about. We're about a lot of other things. We're ambassadors of goodwill. And also, whenever you come to a Harlem Globetrotter game, you're going to have that great family entertainment. And it's going to be a great game. I mean, it's a great show. I mean, Globetrotters, we've been around for 88 consecutive seasons.
That's amazing. Know? Sweet J, how about you? I've never talked to a female Globetrotter before. I know there were some. You're number 12 all-time, three currently on the team. But when the Globetrotters come to Baltimore on December 28th, you will be the only female there. What's that like?
The only one. Well, I'm in a unique position, I would say. All the guys, they're like my brothers. I'm an only child, so it's kind of cool. Yeah, I mean, it works. So I got all these people protecting me and like giving me advice and stuff like that. And actually, I just came back from the military tour, something we do every year. It was the 12th annual tour this year, and we just traveled all over Europe. And last year, the Harlem Globetrotters, we went into Afghanistan. So again, ambassadors of goodwill. Not very many teams can say they've done that. So
when you were growing up, were you aware of the Globetrotters? Were you a fan of the Globetrotters?
You know, I think everyone's heard of them, you know. It's just, again, we've been around 88 consecutive years. If you haven't heard of them, I don't know where
you
would be
living.
And
you need to go to the show, right?
You need to go to the show, definitely, on Saturday, December 28th. But it was just, I fell in love with the game. Basketball, again, you have to be a really good basketball player and also have a great personality, which I guess I've got a great personality. What do you think?
I think you have a very, very nice personality.
Thank you.
But when did this become a reality for you? You played college?
I played college ball, actually. He was in the dunk contest in 2008, ESPN dunk contest. I was in the shootout, three-point shootout. So my name, Sweet J, is for my jumper, Sweet Jumper.
I like it.
I got third that year, and we actually met that year. So I had a teammate who was on the Globetrotters, and then he told them about me, and I got a tryout, and they offered me a position, and just by talking with them, you know, fell in love with what I had to say and positiveness, positive characteristics, and, you know, that goes right along with the brand. So
there's nothing you feel uncomfortable about in being with the guys, and they're doing all these ridiculous dunks or whatever else. You don't feel like I can't hang at any point.
No. I mean, when we do shootouts, that's where I really shine, you know, so.
That's Sweet J's. That's
where
a fair
really
title.
Shine. You know, when they're dunking, I'll come through with maybe a fancy layup, but a dunk, not my forte, you know, I got to stretch a little bit and get a little old, so. But, yeah, you know, it's all love. We're all family here, so, again, family entertainment, that's what we do.
You know what's interesting to me, guys? Whenever I interview Globetrotters, it seems like people stay in for a while. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like people are in a rush to move on to the next part of their life. Right. Why is that?
It all depends on you as the person about how long you want to be out here. I mean, some guys are built for it, some guys are not. You know, we got guys that come out for a year, then they're done. They love the experience. It's a very demanding job, but we're an elite group. You know, it's an elite 30 players out there on that roster that goes out there. We put on every night, performing in a different city every night.
Twice a day sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Twice a day sometimes, yeah. We play sometimes 9 times a week. So, I mean, you got to be prepared for it, you know, mentally and physically.
Have you noticed any loss of love for the game when you're playing 9 times a week?
No, not at all.
You love the game just as much?
Because you're in a different city every night, and all those families that's out there, you're doing it for the kids. Some kids never seen it before. Some kids seen it about 3 or 4 times, but they love it every time. Mm-hmm. And every time they come, it's something different. And every city that we go to is something different. It's always going to be something good. It's always going to be a great arena that we're playing in. And the people are so receptive to the Harlem Globetrotters. It's amazing. It's breathtaking. So every night we go into the arena, we're just like, okay, we're going to play this game, but it's a different city. So people love it.
What an experience to do it. Do you guys see yourself doing it still for the next few years?
Yes.
Is there a career after being a Harlem Globetrotter that, you know, can equal the excitement of going from Afghanistan to Baltimore to all over the map?
maybe being a Harlem Globetrotter coach. Hey, first one for that. First female coach. Yeah. But, yeah, like he said, every night it's different. There are different factors. So when you walk in or run into the arena and you see that kid smiling, it just energizes you. And I've been a part of several shows already, and every time I'm in the show, it's different. So that's what keeps us going, you know, the kids and the impressions that we make.
We are with Bull Bullard and also Sweet Jay here in studio talking to a couple of great Harlem Globetrotters. They have a big event coming up in Baltimore on December 28th. That's a Saturday. They have shows at 2 and 7 p.m. Much more still to come when we return here on Sports Line.